When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Coal Pile Riddle. The death of Zygmunt Adamski. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a place carved by industry, to the valleys and hills of West Yorkshire, England, where the honest toil of coal miners shaped the landscape. We are heading to the small town of Todmorden in the summer of 1980, where a seemingly ordinary man's life was abruptly snatched, and his return was so bizarre, so utterly confounding, that it continues to defy all logical explanation, cementing its place as one of Britain's most unsettling, unsolved mysteries. This is the confounding case of the death of Zygmunt Adamski. Zygmunt Adamski was a 56-year-old Polish immigrant, a coal miner who had lived and worked in Todmorden for years. He was a respected member of his community, known for his quiet demeanor, his strong work ethic, and his regular habits. He lived a simple, predictable life with his wife, Lottie, in the town. On June 6th, 1980, a Friday afternoon, Zygmunt left his home to walk to a local shop, just a short distance away, to buy some groceries. He was expected to return within minutes. He never did. His disappearance immediately raised alarm. It was utterly uncharacteristic for Zygmunt to leave without a word, especially for such a brief errand. His wife and neighbors quickly raised the alarm, and a search was immediately launched. Police scoured the local area, appealing for witnesses, but no one had seen Zygmunt Adamski after he left his front door. The town, accustomed to its quiet rhythms, was bewildered by the sudden, inexplicable vanishing of a familiar face. 5 agonizing days passed, marked by frantic searches and a growing sense of dread. The mystery of where Zygmunt Adamski had gone seemed impenetrable. The grim discovery was made on June 11th, 1980. Zygmunt Adamski's body was found by accident, perched atop a massive coal pile in the yard of a local colliery. The location itself was baffling. It was the yard of the Todmorden Electric Board's coal yard, about 20 miles from his home, a vast industrial site with high fences and active security. The coal pile itself was formidable, reaching a height of 20 feet, an unlikely resting place for anyone, let alone a man who had vanished without a trace 5 days prior. How his body got there, without being seen, without triggering alarms, remained an immediate, profound mystery. But the truly bizarre and horrifying aspects of Zygmunt Adamski's death lay in the state of his body itself, details that would confound investigators and launch 1,000 theories. Despite being missing for 5 days, his face was remarkably clean-shaven, as if he had been recently groomed just before his death. His clothes were mostly intact, a shirt, trousers, and shoes, but his shirt was unbuttoned, and his fly was open. His watch and wallet were missing, but his keys were still in his pocket. The most chilling detail was his facial expression. His eyes were wide open, and his features were twisted into a grotesque mask of profound, agonizing horror, suggesting he had endured immense terror in his final moments. The physical marks on his body were even more inexplicable. There were no signs of a struggle, no defensive wounds, no external injuries consistent with a fall from the coal pile or a typical assault. Instead, his neck and shoulders bore strange, reddish-brown marks described as burns. What made them truly unique was a peculiar, gel-like substance that coated these burns. It was thick, clear, and defied identification. Forensic investigators found it incredibly difficult to remove from his skin, and tests were inconclusive about its composition. This enigmatic gel, unlike anything seen before or since, added a layer of scientific impossibility to an already baffling case. The autopsy ultimately determined that Zygmunt Adamski had died of a heart attack. However, the circumstances surrounding his death were so extraordinary that the coroner recorded an open verdict, signifying that the cause of death was known, but the circumstances leading to it remained unexplained. The investigation was led by Detective Alan Godfrey, a dedicated and seasoned police officer from the West Yorkshire Police. Godfrey was profoundly frustrated by the lack of conventional answers. He worked tirelessly, interviewing everyone, but the conflicting pieces of evidence refused to form a coherent picture. He could not explain the clean shave, the impossible location, the strange burns, or the missing 5 days. The sheer impossibility of the case quickly fueled intense public speculation, particularly regarding UFO theories. The idea of alien abduction, medical experimentation, and then a bizarre return became the most compelling explanation for many. How else could a man vanish for 5 days, reappear clean-shaven on top of a coal pile 20 miles away, covered in strange, unidentifiable gel, and with a face frozen in horror? The scenario seemed to perfectly fit the narratives of alien abduction, suggesting he had been taken, examined, perhaps even experimented upon, and then unceremoniously returned to an impossible location. This theory gained further traction months later, when Detective Alan Godfrey himself would have his own widely publicized UFO sighting in the Todmorden area, though he always maintained that his sighting was entirely separate from the Adamski case. What was the nature of the gel-like substance found on Adamski's body? Scientists and ufologists alike speculated. Was it a residue from an alien craft? A bizarre form of medical gel used in an extraterrestrial procedure? Or a byproduct of an unknown energy source? Its resistance to removal, its unique texture, and its utterly alien nature remain a chilling, enduring puzzle for forensic science. The official investigation into Zygmunt Adamski's death eventually ran cold. The case remains unsolved, a profound source of frustration for police, and a lingering mystery for his family. The profound questions surrounding his disappearance and bizarre return have never been answered, leaving a chilling void in the heart of Todmorden. What truly happened to Zygmunt Adamski in those 5 missing days, dear listeners? Was he the victim of an elaborate, yet utterly inexplicable human crime that left no conventional trace? Or did he, as the rampant UFO theories suggest, encounter something not of this world, something that abducted him, subjected him to unknown processes, and then returned him in a state of terror and profound strangeness? The terrifying implication is that some deaths are not just murders or accidents, but the terrifying consequence of an encounter with entities from beyond our understanding, leaving behind only strange clues, a legacy of fear, and a face twisted in silent horror. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.